Is Commissioner Hagler on the phone?
He is.
He is? Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:31 on July 19th, year 2021, and this is a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting based on the pandemic COVID-19. Just to go over some numbers from the last time we met, the Town of Curie Beach had 88 previously. We are now at 90 cases across the entire period of time. 28428, our friends in Carolina Beach, were at 558 cases. They've increased to 564 cases over the entire period of time. And across the bridge at 28412, there was 3,166 cases, which has grown to 3,243 cases. I guess the only point to make here is we're not totally out of the woods, though we are somewhat relaxed in the way we're acting. New Hanover County deaths, 166 to 176. Cases have grown from 19,250 to 19,700. Vaccine, one dose, 121,000, up from 85,000, and fully vaccinated was 79,600, is now 115,000. So there appears to be quite a few people who are getting vaccinated. For the state of North Carolina, hospitalizations are down, but there are still 536 people hospitalized. Cases have grown from 992,000 to 1,022,000. New cases had been 688 last month. They're now 1,023. Deaths, 12,981 to 13,523. Daily positive rate. Well, I have two sets of numbers on that, so I need to take a look at that quickly. But the county is still in yellow range. Jim, I think what you sent me, that was based on the positivity rate of people tested?
I reckon. I'm not sure. I don't know how they get.
Okay. The daily positive previously was at around 4.7%. It is now at 4.2%, so that is a positive sign. Vaccinations in aggregate are at 56% for the county, and partially vaccinated 59%. So those are the numbers. Everybody gets to make their own personal choice as to where they need to go with this. People make a decision for themselves and their families. And I guess that's the way it is, because right now the governor has not changed anything. So we are functioning the way that we had described from the last emergency meeting. David, do you have anything that you needed or wanted to add? You're on mute.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Yes. So, Banner Regional Medical Center says that their impact is slight, which means they're concerned with us impacting the hospital's ability to service our population. And the other highlight from medical community is that people should be getting vaccinated. So, They say the people that are going to the hospital, the largest percentage of them, over 97 to 99% of the people that are hospitalized with COVID at this point are all unvaccinated. So I encourage everyone listening to encourage everyone that they know to get vaccinated. But no change is recommended from the hospital or the medical community on the actions that are being taken in New Hanover County this time.
Okay. any comments from commissioners?
No.
Any inputs from staff?
No.
Okay. How many people are on?
Well, I do have some. I thought Mandy might bring it up.
What?
Are we going to talk about ending our Zoom meetings?
Oh, yeah. You're right, Alan. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So, our call-ins and Zooms for council.
Yeah, we need to discuss it. Do we want to discontinue the Zoom calls for council meetings and for committee meetings?
Since we're back open to the public.
Well,
I think we said we'd do it at the July meeting, so that'll be all our meeting at the agenda tonight, right?
We thought you meant.
I don't know if it was on the agenda, but. We said that's what we would do in the last meeting.
I didn't know. I thought we might discuss it now.
I thought it was an emergency meeting for July.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what is the will of council?
I'm okay with opening it back up.
Stop.
Yeah.
So. You okay with stopping it? You okay with stopping it?
Sure.
I mean, what's the...
implement.
Is there a value to stopping it?
I don't know if there's a value to stopping it. I just thought it might make it where we get back to our normalcy, or are we going to continue to conduct our meetings this way?
Well, I would tell you it's a little disheartening to look out and see staff and one individual here for the moment.
Yeah.
Now, the council meeting may be different. But it would be good to see the people out again. The question is, given the fact that the Delta variant is still out there, do we want to bring the people in?
Well, I guess a question for Mr. Elbert. Public hearings are going to stay the same as long as with the 24-hour period.
That's
after.
Ended. That's ended, correct?
Has that ended?
Yes, they corrected that for legislative hearings.
They
corrected that 24-hour issue.
Okay.
Now they'll take comments up to the hearing.
Up to the hearing. Okay.
I mean, we can go any other way. I just want us to think through the implications before we actually pick one way or pick another way.
How many people do we have online, man?
One.
We have one person online.
Other than David?
Yeah.
We have 1 to 2 maybe when we have our bicycle pedestrian meeting.
Yeah. Well, when we started this, we had quite a few people online, right?
Right.
Like anything, I guess the interest has waned, and we don't have... It's been quite low the last few meetings. Is there a cost associated with this?
Is that a word, interofficely?
No, I think I think that's a Mandyism.
Okay, right.
Well, it looks like, David, where you sit on this?
I would take it away. Whether we do things or not, it's getting there. For the next 2 months, I'm
going
to be traveling, so I might be calling it or not if I can't get my schedule
or
work.
Well, council still has.
Yes.
Council would still have the ability to do that. It's just as to whether or not we have our meetings electronically that way.
So we could still do that for P&Z if someone was going to be traveling and...
Yes.
Yeah, they can call in, or the members can call in. I make a motion that we end the Zoom or the Teams, Microsoft Teams.
Before we vote, I think the one person that called in wanted to say something.
Jennifer Law at 505 Settler Plain. And I don't think there's anything laughable at all about this discussion.
I have genetically
inherited illness, which causes end-stage, early-stage onset of inherited emphysema, and ultimately there's no cure. And so I'm a young woman in end-stage lung disease. I'm 24 hours, 7 days a week, supplement life-sustaining oxygen, and there's nothing laughable about adults who strain, whether you've been vaccinated or not. I hope my sons who reside here were vaccinated immediately with the Pfizer. But that still does not protect you 100% against acquiring the strain. You might say I'm an expert in this area, and I deal with some of the top pulmonologists across the country at every major leading university. That's inclusive of National Jewish in Denver, Dr. Sandhouse, the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Donahue at UNC Chapel Hill, who just stepped down as the chair of critical care and pulmonary medicine. So you could say I have my finger directly on the pulse. And the Delta variant is going to be increasing and doubling every week as we move forward for all of those in our population in North Carolina who have not been vaccinated. And also, it is targeting our younger children, elementary school age, and high school, which we all know they will be all going and returning back to school in the next 3 weeks. Vaccinated or not. And so I don't find anything funny about your discussion, and I adamantly oppose removing it to closed session where I am not able to listen in and participate. There's no cost to you as our town council for continuing this until there is more information about a booster vaccination, which they are working on aggressively. And so for everyone to lull themselves into a false sense of security, I would advise you to think twice about that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
So, okay, we have a motion on the floor, and do we have a second? Did you second it, John? Or no, we haven't seconded it yet.
We were still discussing.
Okay.
Or talking. You asked David what his opinion.
Right. Okay, so we had some input, which is along the lines of the questions that I asked. What is the cost, and what do we gain by canceling it? But.
Well, it's not closed session. Let's make that clear. It's not.
No, it isn't.
These are not closed sessions. We're just having it where the public has to attend the meetings here instead of call in, but it is not closed session.
Right.
The recordings are all posted immediately following the meeting as well.
Well, is this motion going to feel...
Excuse me. At this point, I'm not going to be going against the Americans with Disabilities Act, because I am not able to physically attend in person. Doctor mandated.
I'm sorry, you said you could mandate it?
No. Her doctor has mandated that she can't get out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I missed the word.
Mr. Mayor, in light, let's do some research into what is required of us and what is not. So I'll withdraw my motion until next month, and we'll look into whether what other municipalities and what the COG recommends, or maybe even the school of government, and then we'll come back with a motion next month.
I think that is a wise move. So, motion withdrawn.
Thank you for your consideration.
So the motion is withdrawn, and without any other questions, we will extend this meeting till when?
I'll make a motion we extend the meeting to 30 minutes prior to our next, to the August commission meeting.
16th.
You second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and second to extend to August 16th, a half hour before the regular council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay,